Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I'm at Greenbuild in New Orleans, Louisiana, and I'm with Aaron Istunbulola, who is the Director of Sustainability with Tanda Sentiva. Aaron, how you doing?
Good. Thanks, Kemp. Good morning.
This is the second day of the show for you, first day of the exhibit time. Let's give a little background before we get into what's going on here in New Orleans. I first met you. You were the PR and sustainability person at Sentiva. Then Sentiva was bought by Tarkett. Now you have the sustainability focus with Tanda Sentiva, a division of Tarkett. Yesterday, I saw you walking around with a whole group of Tarkett people, and you were attending the Materials and Health Summit. Tell us a little bit about what you learned there.
I think for the last couple of years, we've been seeing this whole directional shift within green building to incorporate the human element within the space and understanding what the relationship between materials and the occupants of the building are. So yesterday was a full day conference around that issue, specifically addressing some of the new LEED version 4 credits around material transparency and disclosure and optimization. So there were several sessions. There were some great speakers. I think we all learned a lot. There's a very collaborative environment, which was encouraging.
I mean, yesterday, William McDonough kicked this thing off, and I understand that he was talking, almost whispering into the microphone. Tell us what his message was.
I think William McDonough, who's one of the founders of Cradle to Cradle, always has a great message for us. Looking not just at how to reduce the bad in buildings, but how do we get to optimization, and how do we focus on being more effective rather than just efficient. So I think that was a great way to kick off the discussion yesterday, how we want to look at disclosure, but then also move towards really improving materials, not just declaring what's in them.
And as a major supplier of rubber and resilient products to this industry, especially your focus, and also carpet with the Tandis piece of it, by listening yesterday, is there anything you learned that you'll apply to what you do day to day?
You know, I think we've already started on the road. Tarkett as a company subscribes to the Cradle to Cradle principles, so this is very much in line with our thinking already. It really reinforced what we're currently doing. We're currently already assessing all of our materials according to their protocol and beginning to make decisions where we see opportunities. And so I think now just finding the best way to have that conversation with our customers is going to be our focus.
All right. So I got a press release that you were having an event Sunday. Unfortunately, I wasn't down here yet, but you did have a ribbon cutting here in New Orleans. Talk about that if you would.
So this year, Greenbuild's Legacy Project, which is where they go into the community where they're having the expo every year and sponsor a community event. This year, their Legacy Project was at an organization called CSED, which is the Center for Sustainable Engagement and Development, down in the Lower Ninth Ward. This is a community organization that is helping rebuild the Ninth in a sustainable way. So they have a focus on making sure that their community develops both economically but also environmentally as they're rebuilding the homes there. And this center is going to be an energy education center, so they'll be able to help the local community find affordable efficiency strategies for their homes.
And you're a sponsor of that?
Yes, we were. We sponsored the ribbon cutting and reception.
As Tarkett or as Tanda Sentiva?
As Tanda Sentiva.
And now over in that 9th district, isn't that also where Bill McDonough has his housing project?
Yes.
So this is that area that was hit the most by Hurricane Katrina, which was what, 9 years ago?
That was in 2003.
Who comes to this center?
The local community who's rebuilding, and they have had over 50,000 volunteers that come through. Just in talking with them, they work with a lot of the outside groups that come back to New Orleans to help give back in the recovery effort. They're booked through next August with volunteer groups coming, so it was really encouraging to see that the greater community at large still finds a significant value in helping to rebuild here.
Can you be the eyes and the ears for our listeners and tell us, do you think that area is completely recovered since the hurricane 11 years ago?
No, I think there's still a lot of work to be done. And I think everybody would agree with that, that there still needs to be more attention here and needs to be more effort to rebuild.
We're at the show, as I said, and today kicks off the exhibit area. I noticed there's a lot of flooring companies that were here last year that aren't here exhibiting. This is the situation with Johnsonite, Tarkett, Tanda Sentiva as well. You don't have an exhibit space. Talk about that if you would.
You know, I think that we, in attending Greenbuild and exhibiting at Greenbuild for several years, have just felt like the education portion has become so important that we're taking the time this year to really attend the sessions and get a feel for what's happening and spend our time with people in the education environment.
You know, I got here in time yesterday to attend that evening session with the Surgeon General. Were you in that?
Yes, he was fantastic.
Yeah, it was amazing. And so here's the Surgeon General, the guy who puts on the cigarette packs that smoking's bad for you, puts in the bars that you shouldn't be drinking when you're pregnant. He's all about the health safety message, and he's at Greenville talking about how to build structures that will enhance the health and safety of your life, right?
Absolutely. I thought it was great the way that he started to incorporate even things like staircases. How do we make staircases more prominent to get people active and using them where we're all working against obesity and using the building design to really change behavior? You know, I think that that's something that this community is already looking at and has been working on for a significant time. But it's great to hear somebody like the Surgeon General reinforce that message and how it's important to our country at large.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things you're doing here is you're beefing up your education credits toward what goal?
You know, I think in my role, it's important to always understand where the green building movement is headed. So my goal at Greenbuild is always to really understand what trends are happening and also just to be fully aware of what LEED is doing. U.S. Green Building Council has really taken the next step with LEED version 4, and we want to make sure that we understand that fully so that we can help our customers in their projects.
Are you LEED AP certified?
Yes, I am. I'm a LEED AP.
Yeah. It's not certified. It's what?
Accredited.
Accredited. That's right. Okay, Aaron, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for spending time with us and our listeners. Again, been talking to Aaron Istumbuola, who is the Director of Sustainability with Tanda Centiva, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.